Hey, how are you? I'm Dr. Dave, in case you don't know me. I've been doing a whole bunch of videos on how microdosing psilocybin or magic mushrooms have saved my life, basically. And about 2 years ago, almost to the day, I was sitting in this exact location here. I'm at East Canyon State Park in Utah. And right now I feel great, but 2 years ago, I really thought that was pretty much the end. I thought I was gonna be dying. I had a really horrible anxiety attack on the way here. See, it's about an hour and 15 minutes away from Salt Lake City, so not really a long drive, but for some reason, as my wife and I are driving along the road, driving our little van, I got like an anxiety attack. And by the time we got to the campground, I was loading myself up with Valium and whatever else I could find. I was like a disaster. I really thought this could be it. I don't know why I had an anxiety attack. I was going through a tough time where I had a lot of anxiety, definitely some depression, insomnia, high blood pressure. I felt like I was injured all the time. Just my body didn't feel right. I was just tired, and my psoriasis was getting worse. Psoriasis is an autoimmune skin disease. You probably know that was getting worse and worse. And I was trying to do every single thing I could, along with my doctors, to get me out of this weird funk, which I didn't even know what it was. It was the weirdest thing that ever happened in my life. I've always been super healthy in my life, and for some reason, 2 years ago, I just started like going really, really downhill. It was really, really horrible. I was doing some talk therapy. I'll talk about that in a second, but I think it's for somebody going through something that I was going through, and possibly if you're going through something, it's really, really slow. I'm not saying talk therapy doesn't work, but it could take decades to really work right and well. And I'm still not like a tremendous fan of talk therapy totally turning somebody's life around. I think it has to be in conjunction with other things. I decided that my life was pretty much on the line, and I had to get myself out of this funk or whatever was going on with my health, because if I didn't do anything, if I didn't become like my own doctor, if I didn't become like totally, totally proactive, and maybe not even listen to all the doctors, because they don't really know everything. They know a lot, but they don't know everything that's going on, especially like with my body. I'm the one that lives in it and can feel it every single day. So I had to kind of take action and be proactive, and I really went on a mission to save my life. So what did I do? What did I do to start to feel better? Well, the very first thing is I quit my job. I felt that I had been running my business for over 30 years. I kind of had enough, and I really think my business, or what I was doing on a regular basis, which was doing a lot of traveling to speak to different groups on stage and coaching and consulting and just all kind of things like that, it was finally starting just to get to me. So I said to myself, I said, I've got to take a sabbatical. I've got to just stop working at least for a while to see what happens with my health, because I'll tell you something, my health and my life are more important than making a lot of money. So I had taken a back seat and don't do anything anymore. And that's really, really helped my health and my life. I was also diagnosed with sleep apnea. And at first the doctors were prescribing me a regular CPAP, and being the doctor and the kind of like the science type guy that I am, I started doing a tremendous amount of reading on it. And I found that my therapy with the CPAP that I was prescribed really was not doing the trick. And I was still tired a lot. It was doing okay, but not really what it should have. So I really advanced myself to different types of CPAP machines. Those are the machines that give you positive air pressure during the night. So if you stop breathing, they'll make sure you keep breathing, because you don't want to stop breathing in the middle of the night. And by the way, a lot of people have sleep apnea that are undiagnosed. So it's something that, you know, you may think it's a possibility for you. Get that checked out. It's super, super important. So finally, over a year it took, I finally tweaked the right type of settings on a different type of machine, and that's been working really, really, really well for me. I feel a tremendous difference just in that. I had been a vegan for 7 years. That's right, I was eating no animal products whatsoever for 7 years, and I really think, again, I can't be positive of any of this, but I'll share with you at the end of the video what the results were for me making all these changes. I stopped my vegan diet. Yeah, after 7 years, I started eating animal products again. And over time, yeah, I started really feeling a lot better. I don't care what the vegans say, and a lot of them are actually sometimes kind of cruel if you want to, if you go back to not being a vegan. But it doesn't really matter to me what the vegans say or what the vegans think, because I can tell you with 100% certainty, with my body, the vegan diet over a period of many years was not working. That is a guarantee 100%. Would it work for you? I don't know. But for me, it wasn't working. So vegan police, if you're out to get me, if you want to hate me for that, so be it. I was also, with my talk therapy starting around the time 2 years ago that I thought I was going to lose my life here, I also started taking Lexapro, and which is an antidepressant. And I was taking that along with Valium, diazepam. Sometimes I had days that were so bad I needed like a little boost, but the Lexapro really wasn't helping with. So sometimes I had to take additional benzodiazepine, which was Valium. It's not really a great thing to be on long term. I mean, short term for like a little bit if you need it, but long term, that's not a long term solution at all to anxiety and or depression. It's just not. It's not good for your body, and good luck weaning off of it, because it is very, very addictive. Luckily, I never got to the point where I got addicted to it at all, but it's still a medicine that you don't want to be on for a long period of time at all. Then I made a discovery. I had been doing a lot of reading about magic mushrooms, which contain psilocybin, as you know, and microdosing, and I did enough research and reading on my own to say, I want to start this. There was basically nothing else left in my life to help me, so I said, "I just want to do this." And by the way, something I think I did forget: I also, when I quit the vegan diet, I also went gluten free. I took gluten out of my diet, and I'll share that with you in a second what happened there. But I started microdosing magic mushrooms, and almost right away, I started feeling a difference. A difference that meant better. And after about, and as I continued microdosing, the difference was more profound and more profound, to the point where about a month or two after I started microdosing magic mushrooms, I monitored my blood pressure at home. I was actually able to get off all of my blood pressure medication. And to this day, my blood pressure is totally normal for me. And it's incredible that I do not have to be on blood pressure medication anymore, and that I absolutely owe that to the magic mushrooms for sure. They kind of changed the wiring of my brain, and something is different now, and I just don't feel anxious at all anymore. I don't feel any depression. Again, my blood pressure is down. Guess what? When I went off my vegan diet and when I went gluten-free, my psoriasis, which I had had for at least 25 to 30 years, totally went away. Totally went away. It's gone. So again, I don't know exactly. The human body is very complex, and all these things come into play. So whether it was the magic mushrooms more so calming me down, or whether it was getting rid of the vegan diet or the gluten or whatever it might have been, everything comes in. I don't know. But that's why I'm sharing with you every single thing that I did. Because if I said to you I only did magic mushrooms, oh, and nothing else, that would not be accurate. And so I want to make sure you realize that I'm doing a lot of different things. Also, I stepped up my meditation. If you've been a long-time follower, you know that I not only meditate, but go to a sound bath every week. I do yoga at least several times per week. Get out there, move my body, exercise. And let me just make sure there's nothing else I'm forgetting, because I did make a list, because this is so important. Okay, no, I don't think I forgot anything, but the list I just do want to share with you, I just want to reiterate what happened to me since I've started changing my life. No more blood pressure medication. Here's a big one. I sleep through the night almost every single night. Sleep through the night, that means not even getting up in the middle of the night to pee. I mean, I had not done that in probably 10 to 20 years. It's a wonderful feeling being able to sleep entirely through the night. What else did I do? So zero anxiety. My injuries have pretty much healed. I mean, okay, I can't say that I'm never going to get injured again, but the way my body was feeling, and I felt like I always had some type of injury, that feeling is pretty much gone right now. My Lexapro is almost weaned off of it. I'm taking like a fraction of a tablet every day, but that's going to be, but maybe by the time you even see this video within a couple days, it's going to be totally done. And of course, no benzos, no Valium, nothing. I haven't actually done that almost since I started microdosing. Probably within several weeks of starting to microdose was the last time I ever felt the need to take any type of benzo. So I would say that I worked on it. I worked hard. And it was not overnight. I never want to sit here and say that this is an overnight fix, because it's not. You have to be patient. You have to do the right things. But if you do all the right things and they all come together, hopefully you'll be sitting like I am, short time, relatively short time, after you're going through a horrible, messy funk, and you'll be able to sit here and say, Dr. Dave, guess what? I feel fantastic today. And several years ago, I thought I was going to lose it. So I hope you can say that. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm still a human being. I still have emotions. If something really bad happens to somebody near me, or if I hear some really bad news, I still have emotions. It's not like I feel like a human being should feel. I have emotions when I need to, but pretty much during the course of every day and night, I don't have that revved up anxiety, anxious feeling that I used to have, and depressed feeling. It was really awful, which obviously weighed on different parts of my body, which I just shared with you. It was an awful time. I really thought there's a chance I might not make it through that time. But I put so much work into this because my life is worth it. And now I'm here to help not only myself, but to help others and share my story with you. So let me know if you have any questions. Put them in the comments section. Questions, comments. I try to look at everything and try to answer everything. If you have a good enough topic, if you have a good enough question, sometimes I actually make a whole video on somebody's question because it's so good. Can't guarantee it, but I try my best. I'm here for you. Remember, this is not medical advice. It's friend talking to friend. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you click that button, because I got a lot more to share with you. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination. It's a life story that I'm sharing for the purpose of helping others. I'll talk to you later.